You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Restoration is not just about replacement, but this restoration is tied to redemption. It's tied to the redemption of your dignity and the redemption of your purpose. It is not just about replacement. Please get it in your spirit. God is not trying to replace what the cankerworm has stole, but to restore. It's about redemption. This restoration is about redemption of what you've lost, what was broken, what was scattered.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Stages of Restoration. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Joel chapter 2, verses 25 through 26.
Let me tell you something. God says, even if you bring me your drag, your limb that is limp, hallelujah, if you'll just step out in faith and flow with God, you'll see God fix it as you move. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This also applies to your spirit. He's going to restore your spirit. Some of us can't worship like we used to. Oh, God. He's going to restore that connection with Him. Hallelujah. You won't be distracted in the worship season. He's going to restore you. He's going to restore your forehand. He's going to restore you, man. Hallelujah. The devil tried to stop you. The enemy doesn't want you to rise up. All young adults, stand up. All young adults, stand up in the name of Jesus. God is going to restore you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give Him praise. Young adults. Holy Ghost, overtake them all. Hallelujah! No weapon formed against you. Hallelujah! Shall prosper. God is going to restore what the cankerworm stole from you. Ah, you shall live and not die. Ah, nothing the enemy planned is going to prosper in your life. Oh, you're the seed of God for this generation. It's in the name of Jesus that we have the victory. If you're battling with an addiction, stand up. If you're battling with an addiction, stand up. God told me to prophesy to you. He's going to restore what the cankerworm has tried to steal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy knows if you could be free, there's nothing that can't be accomplished if you're set free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I come against the spirit of confusion in the name of the Lord. This cloud of confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. This applies to your spirit. If your spirit can be free, everything else will follow. I speak to the breached babies. You're turned upside down. You should be head first, but your feet are out first. God is going to turn the breached baby. Almost everything you do is upside down. Everything you do is upside down. God says, I'm going to turn it. Now listen, this is going to sound strange, but I hear it in my spirit. As you groan, God's going to turn it. What is a groan like? Good! That's what I need to hear from you. I need you to groan. Just follow me right now and groan. Come on, soar. Groan, man. Come on, forehand. Groan, girl. Grow! Woo, Jesus. Woo! Ow! Woo! Setting your children free. He's setting your spirit free. He's setting your body free. He's setting our ministry free. For I am convinced that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the Spirit helps our infirmities. Even our groans are brought to God. You don't have to articulate what you're going through, but can you give me a dove? And watch God turn it around. Give me some music. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. God is turning it. I said, God is turning it. The breech baby is turning. It won't be how you walk first. He's going to get your head out first. So I come against the fog and the confusion in the name of Jesus. The shackles on your mind. You will be restored in your spirit. And the community will follow this restoration. He's going to put things back together again. I said he's about to put things back together again. Can you give him a praise for putting it back together again? Joel chapter 2 and verse 25 through 26 shows us that restoration is not just about replacement. But this restoration is tied to redemption. It's tied to the redemption of your dignity and the redemption of your purpose. It is not just about replacement. Please get it in your spirit. God is not trying to replace what the canker worm has stole, but to restore. It's about redemption. This Restoration is about redemption. Of what you've lost, what was broken, what was scattered. But it's also about what God wants to do with your time, your dignity, and your purpose. He's going to redeem your time. He's going to redeem your dignity. He's going to redeem what? Your purpose. The reason for you being here. And let me just make sure you all know, anytime I'm preaching, if you want to come to the altar, you can. Amen. Nobody's going to make fun of you. Amen. Neither will I. Amen. I protect worship. Yes. I believe the Spirit protects worship. Amen. We don't make fun of worship. And if anybody comes to this altar, glory to God. Blessed be his name. If anybody comes to this altar, I need leaders to cover them in your spirit. In the name of Jesus. This is a free zone to touch God. I was talking to somebody last week that told me they had a dream while in a previous ministry that at the altar there was a pit of this particular ministry. And these creatures were coming up out of the pit, looking around and going back in into this pit with horns like a goat. And with fangs. I say, God is speaking. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you, there is no bottomless pit in this church that's set here at the altar. There's too much blood and tears that's been prayed here. There's too many healings that have gone on here. This place is covered by God. This is an open portal, not from hell, but there's an openness above our heads, and God is sending blessings through the openness. And if you can make your way to the altar, if you can press through it, hallelujah, whether to sow a seed or to lay on the altar, God is going to cover you. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your body slain as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the way we worship, and be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. It is not replacement, but a redemption of time, dignity, and purpose. I will restore to you not what you lost, but the years. Say, I will restore the years. I will restore the years. What do you mean? The three things that are not malleable: your sex, your age, and your ethnicity. You will never change that. They're not malleable. I don't care what you do in a surgical room. If you 55, you 55. You can't tell me because you feel 25. You can't change your age. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say that again for those of y'all that's confused. You can't change your age. What's on your birth certificate? What date were you born? If you try to change that, they're going to handcuff you. You may change your name, but you can't change the day you were born. Your age is set. If you 70, act like you 70. Let me go to the next one. Say on to the next one, Bishop. If you were born a black man, I don't care what you do to bleach your skin, you still black. If you were born an Hispanic, I don't care what you do, you cannot change it. If you were born Anglo-Saxon, you'll never be able to change it. Glory to God. If you come from the continent called Africa, I don't care who you associate with. You're Nigerian. You're Ugandan. You can come to America and be an American, but you will never ever be Anglo-Saxon. Even if you speak the language and act like it. If you're a black man in France, you're still black. Even though you speak the language and you got a turtleneck and you wear certain colognes, you still a black man. And if you were born a man, you cannot change your sex. You may like the same sex, but you can't change it. When they draw your blood, they're going to see an X and a Y chromosome. And all women have an XX chromosome. But the man carries the X and the Y. What does your blood say? You can play with it all day. Well, I just don't want to listen. You can't change your blood. Y'all confused. You let stuff hijack the civil rights. You won't say what's real. I don't care what you do to your chest. You will never be XX. I don't care how much makeup you put. It doesn't matter. You got to get your head together. And I got people, they mad with me. Oh, my God, he ain't perfect. This has nothing to do with perfection. Touch your name and say, this is facts. Yeah, I teach facts. Facts. Woman has the XX chromosome. She is not supposed to be Y and X, but our society has forced women to produce a behavior that resembles the Y. In other words, masculinity. Masculinity. You thought that this is what, man, Steve Harvey messed us up. Act like a man, think like a woman, think like a woman, act like a man. Whatever he said messed us up. You need to be who God made you. You ain't trying to fit in. You ain't trying to do all of that so you can get your head, this, so you can make more money. No, you need to be who God made you. And that's why I'm here, and this church is here, not to bash you, but to let you know what the deal is. God ain't trying to restore you to something you weren't made. I want you to understand that. We ain't trying to fix that. We're talking about redemption. Redemption. The only cure for this foolishness is redemption. That's what the church should be preaching right now. Not trying to pass legislation or doing all of these things or becoming white nationalists or the church is evangelical and we just believe that we need to have laws. You need to preach redemption to those that are lost. Because God wants to restore the years. We can't fix it. It's already out. We need restoration or redemption. So I want y'all to get this because most of us don't know biology when it comes to that. The man possesses the X and the Y. So within the man, he can learn how to cook, clean, and do dishes. X. But he also possesses the Y. You need to take charge. You need to stand up and do what you need to do and be leader. You possess the Y. The woman is the X. Two X's. She's not so trying to be a man and a woman. But society has forced us into that. God ain't trying to fix it. He wants you redeemed. Because once you redeem, you're singing songs that the angels can't sing. The angels are mesmerized. Well, why do you love the ones that are so broken that they don't know their sexuality or their age or their ethnicity? Yeah, my God. And they stand before you. He said, because I love them. I ain't trying to fix all of that. What I want to do is redeem them. Yeah. I want to wash them in my blood and give them a new start. Glory to God. I hope pastors are listening to this that want to march and change laws. And you got senators, y'all all in the Senate, but your name is on the list with Epstein. What I'm trying to say, we can't fix it. We need to be redeemed. All in the Senate, we need the blood. All in the Congress, we need the blood. All of these moguls, we need the blood. All of these business owners, big wig, billionaires flying on planes. But what's going on? You want it, but what comes with it? There's a lot of foolishness. Little girls dancing for you. You're getting off on that. You got so much money that nothing moves you no more but a little girl. You think you're okay because it's hidden, but it's not okay. Leave the girls alone. You can't fix it. You need redemption. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. And the church should be preaching redemption. I don't care what you did in the past. Once you came here, you get a new start. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground. I haven't been redeemed. I will restore the years. How much time I got? What time is it? Watchman on the east. What time is it? Oh, okay. I'm about to close here, but look at this. I will restore to you the years that the cankerworm. Oh, my God. The years that the swarming locust has eaten. Let me just give you this. God doesn't just restore things. He restores time. Write it down. He restores seasons. How many of you ever said in your mind, Bishop, if I knew what I knew now, 20 years ago, I would be in a whole different zone. But see, you're talking to a God that can flip it. God can allow you to prosper in the next year that will take up for all of those 20 years. Because he restores seasons. What did I tell you, girl? I said, you're supposed to be working with me, right? Stand up. Lift your hands. God is about to restore your years. Hallelujah. You said what I'm saying right now. If I had known, hallelujah, I would have done things different. God said, you don't have to do nothing different because I redeem you and I'm going to restore your seasons. Hallelujah. Can y'all help her praise? I told you. You don't have to go back. Hallelujah. You don't have to go back. Kaya. I need more praise in the house. Hallelujah. God is turning the breech, baby. God is turning the breech, baby. And your husband. Told me to tell you he's turning seasons and opportunities. Somebody need to catch that right there. He's restoring seasons and lost opportunities. This is gonna hurt. He's restoring seasons, lost opportunities, and lost time. You wasted time, but God is about to restore time. He's about to take your restoration to the speed of light, and anything that goes to the speed of light warps time. In other words, time, it loses its abilities. It slows down. Anything that moves at the speed of life warps time. It's hard to calculate time when you're moving with God. He's about to move so quick that your time will be restored. Glory to God. He's going to slow time down so you can catch up with his move and speed up his move so you can be right on time with what he wants to do. Oh, my God. Somebody need to catch that. Seasons, opportunities, lost time. You felt you wasted time. You said it in your own, out of your own mouth. I wasted my time. God told me to tell you to shut your mouth. Sit down. Come on, Stacy. Why shut your mouth? Sit down. Let God cover you. Because he's going to restore to you. Seasons, opportunities, time. Even the things that are stolen from you, your innocence, your health, your life. Slowing you down, slowing down your development. God says, I'm going to restore it. It's going to replace it with resilience and luster. Your skin will be brilliant again. Glory to God. And your flesh will be like a little boy, a little baby, when he restores you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Stages of Restoration, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Email driven@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.